We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
Yeah, it's not. Let's not give more credit than we need to give credit to Bill Belichick in this one. It was whether it's Bill or anybody else, they beat us, right? But you sit here and you tell me when they start with the average starting, when we start with the average starting field position of the 40-yard line, and he starts with the 23-yard line, and I'm rounding up in both cases, and we were 1-for-4 in the red zone, and they're 0-for-1 in the red zone. You give me that ahead of time, I'm saying I like my chances. I like my chances. So it's not. I don't think. With all due respect, it's not a Bill Belichick type thing. It's what are you doing with the opportunities you got? What are you doing with the opportunities you got? We turn the ball over at the plus 30-some yard line. Sloppy football.
Who cares?
Sean McDermott, very unhappy after the game last night.
Yeah.
So I would have to hear the exact question. I heard it earlier, but I think it was more or less about how, like, oh, you know, that was a Bill Belichick win or something like that, where it was given... It was giving a lion's share of the credit to Bill Belichick.
As if he somehow did something that was ingenious.
He's
that,
a wizard,
that,
yeah. Yeah, and
all he did was run the ball 40 times.
Right. And Sean McDermott's point was like, hey, listen, I mean, they had penalties, big penalties last night that were bad. They had drops that were bad. More or less like, hey, we beat ourselves.
Yep.
But he had to, you know, had to bring up Bill's name, which... Yeah, you just don't hear a lot of coaches. Yeah, Rex Ryan would be someone that would do something like that.
Yeah, listen. Sean McDermott can do what he wants to do, but he has to live with what he says. And when you start poking at the New England Patriots, it's not going to end well for you. At least that's what history has shown.
And they play in less than 2 weeks now.
Yeah, exactly. That's another reason why I wouldn't have been talking about Bill Belichick last night after the game. You have to go to New England and play.
Yep.
So, you know, you don't poke the bear.
Nope.
You don't poke the bear. See, a lot of people poked the bear last year. A lot of people was kicking the bear last year.
My hand's up right here.
They took it. And went out and had a full offseason, brought people in, got a rookie quarterback, and look at what he's doing. Don't tell me coaching doesn't matter.
Man.
Don't tell me coaching doesn't matter. And you know why it matters? Because he had to put an entire team together, not just find a quarterback to come in and fill out the rest of the roster.
Which is more impressive, what Belichick's doing up there or what Brady did?
It's not even close what Belichick is doing.
Yeah.
It's not even close.
Because Brady had a ton of talent on that team.
Yes. He walked into a team that was full of talent and added more players.
No, I agree that
it's not even close.
That what Belichick is doing with, I mean, it's not that not like he signed premium free agents.
He signed two tight ends.
Two tight ends, Judon. Nelson Agholor.
Was Judon this year?
Yes.
Okay.
Judon by far was the best move they made.
Move, yeah.
But as far as they spent a lot of money on Jonnu Smith and Hunter Henry, Kendrick Bourne and Nelly. They spent the most money in free agency. And that almost never works you can fill in gaps in free agency, but spending that much money in one offseason with a rookie mid-first-round quarterback.
And look who he spent the money on.
Yep.
A bunch of nobodies.
Yep.
Hunter Henry, Jonnu Smith, Nelson Agholor, and Kendrick Bourne.
Hardly.
There's hardly Leonard Fournette and Antonio Brown and Rob Gronkowski and...
You're not getting Devontae Adams and guys like that.
No,
Judon was the best and the biggest signing that they had.
Yes.
And that's defense. And you look at it, and their best defensive player didn't play, and then they traded away to the Panthers
Stephon Gilmore.
Stephon Gilmore was the defensive player of the year. He's not even on the team. He didn't play this year, and that defense is really good. So,
and that's Bill Belichick.
Got to give them the shout-out.
See, that's what I mean by the whole culture thing, and it matters.
Yeah.
Setting a culture, it matters. Tom Brady, and this is not to take anything away from Tom, he's the greatest quarterback to ever play. But Tom Brady didn't walk into the league that way. He walked into the league as an unathletic, weak-armed, six-round draft pick that was allowed to develop in the culture that built him up, built his confidence up, taught him how to be a selfless team player and not be a me-first player. To think about the team first. He was brought up in that culture where winning matters more than anything. Your preparation, all that stuff he was able to take down to Tampa, he learned that in New England under Bill Belichick. That was Bill Belichick's reign because he's the emperor, and he's responsible for everybody on the roster. Tom Brady's only responsible for himself. He's not responsible. He didn't sign players. He didn't cut players. He didn't have to go tell this guy. He didn't have to tell Richard Seymour he was going to trade him. He didn't have to tell Willie McGinnis he was going to get rid of him. Tom Brady just had to worry about doing Tom Brady's job. Bill Belichick had to do all that other stuff. And I don't even like Bill Belichick, but I like what he's doing now because I thought last year people wanted to jump on the Tom Brady thing and then just treat Bill Belichick like he was Barry Switzer or somebody.
Yeah.
Like he was Barry Switzer or somebody. So, quite frankly, I wouldn't mind getting Tampa versus New England in the Super Bowl.
As nauseating as it would be, it'd be worth it once the game started.
And I'm going all Patriots.
I'll be rooting hard for
it. Oh, yeah, because my boy's on Tampa, Mike Caldwell, and they already got rings.
Yeah, I would flip, so, and I would go Patriots,
yeah, I go
too.
All Patriots.
Yeah, that's the most watched Super Bowl ever, right?
Yes.
Oh, my God.
Easily. Well, unless the Cowboys win it, I guess.
Oh.
But still,
when they get back to the Super
Cowboys,
Bowl.
Cowboys Patriots?
Like, we may not see it.
Cowboys Patriots?
Why? Well, the Cowboys ever get back to the Super Bowl?
Yeah, we may not see that. Yeah.
Ever.
Yeah. Yeah. Live in the 90s, fellas. You always have the 90s.
You will always have
I
that.
Like pain.
Yeah. Starter Jack, Cowboys starter jackets in three Super Bowls.
Oh, don't talk about the King.
Or
like
Roger Staubach, which I didn't have to live through, so what do I care?
Nope.
Twitter questions today brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Don't get her the same diamond jewelry that everyone else is buying their wives and girlfriends. Go to Mark's Jewelers for the best selection of diamond jewelry anywhere. Online, marks-jewelers.com. Let's go to Rios in North Philly, who joined us at Chickies and Pete's yesterday. Always good to see you, Rios. What's up, brother?
What's going on, Hard Chargers?
What's up, Rios?
Rios.
Yo, check this out, man. Let me get my points across. Look, at the end of the day, man, this year, how I see it, look, I don't know if Hurts is the guy, but this year is about finding out if he is the guy with the rest of these games. The New York Giants game, he had a bad game. Get it. But, you know, he did have flashes during the season where you're like, wow, he can make these throws. There was some other flashes during the season where it's like you can't count him out near the end where he could bring guys back if and he had that chance during the New York Giants game, but that guy Rager, whatever, he deserves that all the time y'all say his name. And like I said, it's about Hurts. And the number one reason, like I was talking to one of my friends today, I'm like, look, do not fall on this Minshew stuff, because at the end of the day, you're going to fall into Howie's hand where it's like, yo, Howie's like a itching gambler. He has to gamble like a crackhead, has to gamble at all times, waiting, oh, I just want to do something. I want to get a quarterback. He don't know how to stop, relax, and chill. You know, give this guy this time. Like I said, I don't know if he's the guy, but give this guy some time. Now, with that being said, I listened to Elliot Shore Parks, man. Yo, I can't respect some of the stuff he says, man. I know he's your brother, Ike,
yes.
Johnny, or whatever.
What don't you respect?
The dude flip-flop so much that in my head, I'm like, dude, look how you talk, and you're an Eagles reporter, bro? You're an Eagles reporter, which means if you're an Eagles reporter, you're there at practices. You know more than the fans, than anybody else know what's going on, because you're there all the time. So you got answers by listening to players, seeing players' mannerisms or how they are, how they talk amongst each other, as well as seeing what's going on in practice. So you know what's really going on. So I can't, like, some of the stuff he says, I'm like, man, God, get out of here.
All right. Well, listen, Rios, Elliot is on the air every Saturday from 1 to 3 with Go Birds Radio. You can certainly call 215-592-9494 on Saturday and take it up with Elliot. Elliot is our Eagles reporter and Eagles personality, the co-host of the Players Lounge with Ike Reese. He's entitled to his opinions. And you may disagree, and he may have been a little erratic this year with the Jalen Hurts stuff. But
he's all over the place.
Yeah, it's all right. We can be erratic sometimes. Yeah, Hurts was he was very.
He said Hurts is erratic.
Here's the.
He said Hurts is all over the place.
He talked himself into Hurts having this unbelievable season. He got nervous in training camp when Hurts wasn't necessarily looking good at practice. But then he got.
Gave him a C.
He gave him a C. He did get that. Gave him a C.
We should have seen this coming.
Yeah, we did.
No. We did see it coming.
He didn't see this coming. That's right, the problem with Elliott.
He didn't, exactly. That's why I'm reminding him of it. Of course I saw it coming. He's already showed us early.
Yes. Jalen Hurts is who we thought he is.
Right, that he wasn't going to be able to handle the roller coaster ride of the quarterback in this town.
He likes being on the other side of everyone.
Yeah.
Not the leader.
No. You got to realize, man, the quarterback is going to be under some intense scrutiny here, man.
Wade from Chester should serve as a template on how to handle the situation. Like,
there you go.
Wade was he was doing the 11-win stuff too, and then he quickly, when they were losing games, backed off that and said, listen, I'm not doing the record or whatever. And then it became about Jalen Hurts.
Yes.
It became less about Jalen Hurts is leading this team to 11 wins, because that's what Elliott did. And then Elliott realized, like, okay, that's not going to happen. I don't know what the hell he was thinking with that prediction. But the 35 touchdowns was within range.
It looked good for a while.
Not so much.
How many, where's he at now?
Well, and missing a game hurts him too. Because he had a couple of weeks. Let me see.
Well, he's got 13 passing touchdowns. How many rushing?
He's got a lot, man.
I think he's got eight.
Eight. Got more rushing touchdowns than some running backs do, especially ours.
Than most running backs.
Oh, did you know that Kenneth Gainwell has like the fifth most touchdowns amongst rookies this year? He's like five.
Oh, yeah.
He keeps stealing Miles Sanders'.
Yeah, he's a vulture.
He does.
Yeah, rushing touchdowns, yeah. Yeah. Eight.
So that's 21. You can get 14 touchdowns in 4 weeks.
Yeah, you really can.
That's a lot of damn touchdowns.
Man.
That's a lot of touchdowns in 4 weeks.
Holy cow. Yeah, that's a lot. So, yeah, but I don't know.
He's certainly not going to throw for 14 touchdowns in 4 weeks.
No, he's not doing that.
Run for seven and throw for
he
seven.
He could eat, I mean, listen, he had three rushing touchdowns that one game, and he has three passing touchdowns in the last six games. He's played five of them.
Wow.
Yeah, exactly right. Yeah, that's what. Just expect anytime Rios comes on the line, he's looking for you to do a drop.
I know. I was trying to prepare the text line. And
I know. I know that you're busy back there.
That might have been the most impressive one right there, because he was ranting through the maxi drop in there and kept going. I mean, all in just – it was in one breath.
Yes.
He didn't stop. He just kept it going. Like, he had his own drop and kept going.
Pivoted immediately to killing Elliott. It was
awesome.
Rios has improved as a caller. Man. Very good, Rios. Text line, Jack.
Text line.
Hand and Stone Massage needs to immediately hire Herb as their pitch man in their radio ads for 100% increased sales. Okay? Chris in Norristown.
So the visual we were having was Herb the guy at the gym that doesn't have pants on in the locker room?
It's always that one guy, man.
Is the old guy.
The old guy.
The
old
see
guy.
Everything.
Wants to walk around like he's at home.
Yeah. Well, Herb being a sauna guy was the lock of the century.
Oh, no doubt.
Oh, man.
Yes. That's a good sweat.
Yeah, thinking it's going to lose 40 or 50 pounds. But, yeah, like that's the – because there is that – it's not our generation. Like, I think it's the generation before us – where it's like my gym teacher, I had old school gym teachers in middle school, and they were like, all right, let's hit the showers. And it's like, I just played kickball. What the hell am I taking a shower for? I'm putting my clothes on and going to class. But like they came from the you take a shower after gym class before you go to class. And I like we weren't taking showers. And that's her. Like Herb wants to go take the shower after gym class.
Man, please move on. Please.
What's next, Jack?
The worst performance by anyone in Philadelphia this year was by far DeCamera's attempt to read the Pajamagram ad. Show him how it's done, Ike!
Hey guys, this Christmas, give her the next best thing to wearing nothing at all with soft, silky, naturally nude pajamas available exclusively at Pajamagram. Sensuous and smooth, naturally nude pajamas feel just like her soft skin, even more alluring than lingerie. The texture, the touch of these pajamas, seductive, so seductive that you'll both love the feel of them. Leave nothing to the imagination with naturally nude pajamas. You'll love the feeling of wearing next to nothing at all.
Brendan from Ocean County.
So listen, to be fair, Ike has been doing these for a while, so he doesn't even really need the copy in front of him. There's a flow that goes to it, right? Did Joe have been doing these long?
I don't know.
Is this year one or two?
I mean, you read it like an AutoZone commercial.
zone coach.
Because if I'm thinking if I'm thinking about rolling up the sleeves and changing oil, I think Joe DeCamera, first name that comes to mind, Joe underneath the hood.
Oh man.
I mean, did that do anything for you?
Well, I don't think it's supposed to do anything for us.
Yeah, but so the question is, are you ready to dive on your phone and order sensuous and sultry pajamas for your lady after hearing Joe DeCamera?
The real question is, does it do anything for Amy in Villanova? That's the real question.
That is the only ultimate question. I would say that.
Oh, God.
I would say that you probably sell more units than Joe DeCamera.
Oh, well, thank you.
We'll have to check the numbers at the end of the year.
Yeah, good. Text Rod and see if we can get how many units Ike's selling. Oh, they keep coming back for more.
They do.
What's next?
Honey, please calm down. Liz in Collegeville.
Oh, that's to you. Yeah. That's Liz to you.
Yeah.
Man, that seemed like it was 2 days ago. That was the 3 o'clock hour, right? 2 o'clock hour. That was early.
There's been, it seems like, a caller or two every show for the last week where my head explodes.
Yeah, we've all enjoyed it.
Yeah, it's been fun.
Yep.
All right, what's next?
How about everyone's favorite athlete, not you, Benjamin, Ben Hart last night, giving up 7 goals in back-to-back games? Billy from Devon.
That's funny. So I Googled Flyers to see, because I wanted to see what was going on in the game last night.
Yeah.
And so they lost 7-5. And I'm like, well, is this Carter Hart? And I went, and I'm like, who the hell is his backup? What's his name? Ben Hart?
No.
Ben Carter?
No, it's something Gordon, I think.
What happened to the Brian guy?
Brian Elliott.
No, they just said his name in the thing.
No, he's making fun of Carter
Hart. That's what I thought he was
doing.
They called him Ben Simmons. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Ben Hart, yeah.
Sorry. Well, what's his name? Because I was looking at it, and then I went, and I'm like, oh, well, he used to be good with San Jose.
Are you sure?
Yeah, he had, like, a goals against one. I literally was looking at his stats last night. He had a goals against, like, 2.18.
It's Martin Jones?
Martin Jones, yeah. Yeah.
Martin
Jones?
Yeah, it's got to be Martin, not Martin.
Yeah, best Martin goalie in the NHL.
He's playing like his name's Martin, that's for sure. Flyers have lost how many in a row now? 9?
Eight, I
think.
That's
impressive.
Holy cow. Dog pooped on center ice.
That was even more impressive.
And here's the thing, right? And we don't talk a lot of Flyers, so like I'm not gonna make this like we're gonna come out and criticize them. But like,
too late.
Who the hell's the owner of the Flyers? Comcast.
Oh, I'm
ultimately,
like,
is
that
the
a
owner.
Rhetorical question?
No, but wait, when you don't have anybody like right, who the frick is the CEO? Like, who answers to this crap?
Who's running this? Yeah,
seriously,
who's running this
squad? Chuck Fletcher. Who's his boss? Like, seriously, Comcast, sell the Flyers so you have it in the hands of somebody that actually is like an owner. Like Jeffrey Lurie, that's going to fire people and they deserve to be fired. Well, they just fired the coach, so.
I have no idea what Chuck Fletcher looks like.
If he walked in here right now, I would think he was working, project management or HR on the other side. No idea.
Yeah, I've seen 1,000 Chuck Fletchers walk around here.
I have too.
On the other side of the building.
Yeah, just serve turkey one day and you don't realize there's 150 other people that supposedly work here.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Jack, anymore.
It's day two of Bye Week Madness. I imagine this is what the whole offseason is going to look like. Who to draft or get in free agency, pro days, combine, and mini camps. Fire a coach, say you actually want to play Ben, lose a soccer, game, contest, match, that's it. Or, do we even play baseball anymore? Regardless, it's all Eagles all the time, baby. I love bye weeks. Mike in Birdsboro.
That is probably what it's going to look like this offseason, yes.
Yeah, that was accurate.
3 first-round draft picks. There'll be reports that they like Pickett, they don't like Pickett, they like Pickett. Are they trading up for Pickett? Do they like any of the other quarterbacks?
Oh, yeah. You got to at least talk about 3 quarterbacks.
Matt Corral, Malik Willis, his skill set will excite people.
Yeah.
That's all going to happen.
Yeah, that's what we live for, off-season talk.
Yep. Yeah, the NFL has the best one. Any more, Jack?
I, too, am disappointed in Elliott. No conviction. Joe and New Hope.
Yep.
And Howard's coming up next with Joe Giglio riding with the King.
Oh.
Dope.
Yeah. Howard seems annoyed by the... See, he seems like he's going to come on at 6 and react to what Angelo's been doing.
Yes.
In the morning.
Yes.
That's what it seems like. He's running around here spouting about Minshew.
Yeah, he's already... Yes. He's revved up.
Yes, he is.
He's revved up.
And the good thing is he hasn't been here since 2, so he hasn't already argued his way out of it by 6. So I think you'll get a fresh and rested Howard Eskin.
The problem is, though, I can't get a feel. He's like a lot of people. He's not committed. He's not in love with Jalen Hurts either.
He's not.
So
we're very much alike in our take on the Eagles quarterback situation.
He's more or less like, he doesn't like Russell Wilson. I don't know where Howard is at. Yeah.
It's weird. He doesn't want any quarterback.
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe Joe and New Hope can find out exactly who he wants to be the quarterback.
Yeah, find out who Howard wants
to be. He likes criticizing everyone else.
Yeah.
You want Russell Wilson?
He is done.
Yep.
I'm like, okay. Well, he did say it was a 90% chance we got Watson. So maybe he wasn't opposed to that.
If Watson wanted to come here, if he's traded.
Yeah. If he's traded, yes.
Hey, listen, if Deshaun Watson said, I'll go to the Eagles, you might see him with the Eagles. Doesn't seem like that's going to happen.
Well, yeah, because it don't seem like he's going to say he wants to come here. But if he were to say he wanted to come to the Eagles, it would happen before the phone hangs up.
Yeah, we agree. Mike in Center City. Mike, what up? How are you?
Hey, guys. How are you tonight?
Hey, Mike.
What's up, Mike?
Thanks for taking the call. A couple things. Fran Tarkenton wore number 10.
Ah, yes. Fran.
And is that why Eli wore it, you think? Or no? Was he always 10? I don't know.
I don't know either.
Yeah, I think he was 10 at Ole Miss.
Ole Miss.
Because they retired his dad's number.
Ah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So just, you know.
Why do I have that knowledge in my head?
It's incredible.
Yeah.
And I don't know why Clint Hurdle didn't make Jack's top five. Oh, that was just the Eagles. Never mind.
Yes.
As a backup.
Right.
I for one, don't think there's a quarterback controversy. And I hope the Eagles have good enough sense to stick with Jalen Hurts through the end of the year, come hell or high water, to be honest with you.
Oh, man, you're ready to go to war for Jalen Hurts not losing his job, huh?
Well, I couldn't agree more with Ike in this case. That there's a bigger fish to fry. It's about the team.
If it was about the team, why wouldn't you want the best option in there? Is it about the team big picture, or is it about the team making the playoffs this year?
I think it's the team big picture because
– okay.
Honestly, you know, he needs it. First of all, he has to have a chance to redeem himself from that Giant game.
Yeah.
I mean, and even as bad as he played, and he wasn't the only reason they lost. I mean, there was other issues going on.
If Jalen Reagor doesn't drive, I get it. If Jalen Reagor doesn't drop the ball, then they win, and we're probably not talking about it. And you're right. Maybe we're not talking about it as much. Are we talking about how bad he was the rest of the game? Yeah, we still are. Mm-hmm. We are.
Well, listen, nobody breaks down the game like we do, man. Good, bad, and ugly.
Nobody.
Yeah,
nobody. Coming up next, Joe Giglio riding with the king. Then Joe will take you through the rest of the evening. We are back tomorrow on a Wednesday. Everybody have a great night. Talk to you tomorrow. See you. Hey, listen, let's talk about hair for a second. Hair's not looking bad. My daughter's birthday party's coming up this weekend, so I had to make sure I got a freshie from my barber. So I have an appointment set for Thursday, but it's cool, right? Like, that's the difference is now when I'm talking about, like, all right, I got to make sure I get in before Christmas, got to make sure I get in before the daughter's birthday party because I want the hair to look good, and that's fun to do when you have a full head of hair, and I do, and it's because of Dr. Glatt. Dr. Glatt, the expert in hair restoration in the Delaware Valley. So if you've considered a procedure like this, then there's other peoples out there that do it. There's nobody out there that does it better than Dr. Glatt. Most success, most experience in Philadelphia when it comes to hair restoration. That's just a fact. Over 20 years of experience in hair restoration. So you go to the experts when you want that, right? You can get your hair back with Dr. Glatt. Go to drglatt.com, drglatt.com. Call his office today, 610-980-4000. 610-980-4000. Like, you might say, like, well, what did your hair look like before? Hey, there's before and after pictures at drglatt.com. You want to see what my hair looks like in real life? Like, in all the pictures on my social medias, John Marks Media. Check out my pictures. You'll see what my hair looks like. 610-980-4000, drglatt.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.